Hey, this is Duran from SwitchwordMiracles.com. Thank you for tuning in. I am so sorry for dropping off the face of the planet. I've been working on so many projects that the days just rush by. I blink my eyes and months go by. It's incredible. Today's podcast is called We Are Giving Away Our Power. And I think a lot of people would agree that there are subtle ways that we give away our power to other people, to events. But there are other ways where it might not be so clear, but it's still conscious. For example, I know a person who's in a relationship with a guy who has a lot of negativity in his heart. And, you know, oftentimes he takes out that negativity on her, and then she turns around and says that, well, you know, it's his fault, he's doing it to me. Well, it's true, like I said, he is a pretty negative person. But one thing's interesting is that I know his ex-girlfriend, and she was very tough and did not take that from him, and he did not treat her that way. So what does that tell me? That tells me that my friend, who is currently with him, is actually allowing this to happen. She takes a stance that whatever he says goes, and she suffers for it. You know, whatever his intention is, whatever his issues are, she suffers for it. So in a real way, she is manifesting this in her life, even though she is seeing it as if he's the one that is manifesting that negativity in her life. But basically, really, it's her response to it. And it's the same for everyone. I mean, our response dictates how things unfold in our life. Now, I do want to clarify that I don't think everything that happens to us is from our creation. I mean, there are certain things that I do believe happen to us that are outside of our personal power of manifestation. And I know that's pretty radical, because a lot of people in this field tend to say that absolutely everything is attracted by us, we do it all. Well, I have a different idea. For example, let's take a look at global warming. Okay, I don't believe that I personally attracted that, I don't believe you have, but I think enough people in the world have attracted it, and we are still impacted by it nonetheless. So to me, really, that just shows that we have a collective attracting factor as well. And we're not in a bubble. No man is an island. We focus so much on the microcosm that we forget the macrocosm. It's part of humanity. It's part of all that is. And I think it's easy to forget that we are actually part of a greater whole, and that anything that happens outside can affect us whether we personally attracted it or not. A person can attract wealth, another poverty, but both are no match for global warming. Do you see what I mean? This is not a pessimistic view. It's not a powerless view, but actually it's a really beautiful one when you really think about it, that we're all connected to one another, whether we believe that or not, and whether we even feel that or not, is another thing. But it is true. We're all in this together. We're all playing the same game in life. It's really the way we respond that makes the difference and dictates how we're manifesting in our life. Trust me, I know it's easier said than done, but this is a reality. So that's one way we give away our power, by perceiving a situation in not necessarily the correct way, thinking that it's something that is outside of us, but a lot of it is in us as well. Now, what I'm going to say next might be a little bit controversial too, but I'm just going to go ahead and do it. Another way we give away our power is confusing potentialities and predispositions with what is actual. This confusion is one of the reasons we don't attract what we truly want in life. I'm sure you've heard that certain individuals carry genes that predispose them to, you know, certain illnesses. In fact, maybe you've been told the same. In a negative mindset, that immediately translates into actuality. But is it really actual? Is it really actuality? No, not really. It's actually potentiality. There is a potential for this illness, but it is not carved in stone. So oftentimes what we take for potential and predisposition, we convert it into dreadful actualities in our minds. When we do this, we're also giving up our power. And another way, which also may not garner me the most popularity, but I feel it's true, is our fascination with horoscopes and fortune-telling. Yes, I find them interesting, and they have an uncanny way of putting certain things in perspective. But as any astrologer will tell you, these predictions and descriptions are potentialities. These events could potentially occur, but they have not actually occurred yet. Sometimes they do, sometimes they don't, but they are potentialities. But again, we put so much faith in these outward things that we transform those predictions and make them a reality. For example, you know, I was told that I'm most compatible with female Aries and Scorpio. Is that true? Well, I'll tell you the truth. Some of my hardest and most painful dysfunctional relationships were with Aries and Scorpio. Okay? But then again, I've had relationships with Scorpio, and it was great. So, I'm just saying that a lot of these outward interpretations and potentialities are in fact potentialities, and by no means actualities. We don't have to ignore them. We can learn from potentialities so as to get a broader view. But we do need to take back some of that power from these external things and realize we do have a lot more power than we give ourselves credit. So, although things like, you know, feng shui, numerology, and all those things are nice and do manipulate energy, don't get me wrong, I do believe in them. However, the true power is actually coming from within you. Those modalities serve only as potentials, but never should be confused with actuality. They can be used as conduits for our intentions. They can add to them. That I do believe. But they should not be used to dictate them. And I think that's very dangerous, is when we make those things actualities and dictate how we live. And this, of course, would also pertain to amulets and, you know, good luck charms. Yes, they work. There's no doubt about it. I mean, people have been using them for thousands of years. But they work through you. Remember, that God energy moves with your intention. If you believe it will work, it most probably will. But that power came from you and that divine spark, not the amulet itself. The amulet is serving as a focal point of your intentional energy. What we experience with these good luck charms is actually our enormous creative potential. I truly, truly believe that. But because negativity often grabs our mind, we can't even imagine that we have this power and therefore ascribe it to something else. But the thing is, really, this is you manifesting godly energy within you. Those results are the divine being in you. For me personally, this is great news. It really is. One caveat, though, and there's always a but and everything. Your intention must be aligned with your greatest good. We may not always know what our greatest good is. That's a lesson I personally learned the hard way. There were so many things that I wanted and didn't manifest, and thank you, God, they didn't. So let me ask you this. How many times have you wished for something so much, but later realized how lucky you were that you didn't get it? Your greater good kicked in and pretty much just said, no, no, you may not see it now, but you're going to thank me later. I've thanked it many times. It's incredible how that works. It's probably one of the greatest mysteries of life. But I'm not the only one who feels this way. The Dalai Lama said it best, and I'll quote, "Remember that sometimes not getting what you want is a wonderful stroke of luck." So if you are praying, using switch words to open up subconscious blocks, and meditating for specific outcomes, and it's not happening the way that you want, or you're not getting a nudge to take action, I would really keep the Dalai Lama's words in mind. Well, there you have it. I hope you enjoyed this quick podcast. I'm working on another that will be released shortly, probably within a few days. And that will be about negative emotional states that seem to pop out of nowhere. And I'm sure all of us go through this all the time. So please stay tuned for that. If you want the general content of this podcast in written form, I did post it on the website. You can go to switchwordmiracles.com/power, and you'll find pretty much the entire content of this podcast in writing. Or you can just go to switchwordmiracles.com, and to the right, you'll see links to the most recent posts. You know, thanks again for listening. Sorry again that I sort of dropped out of sight. Feel free to email me if you like at doron@switchwordmiracles.com if you have any thoughts or comments. And one more thing. Sorry about that. I may have mentioned this in a previous podcast that I was creating a program incorporating Sanskrit seed mantras with EFT or meridian tapping. Well, I did complete that. If you are interested, you can go to seedmantras.com and just take a look. Well, that's it for now. I hope you're all well. Speak to you soon. God bless. Please email me if you have any questions.